Welcome to your GCSE Chemistry Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving into one of the most important topics in the entire specification, bonding, structure, and the properties of matter. That's topic 4.2. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdExcel, or OCR, this topic comes up every single year, and understanding it deeply will unlock marks right across your chemistry papers. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get into it. Here's the big idea. The properties of every material around you, why glass is hard, why copper conducts electricity, why wax melts easily, all of it comes down to how the atoms are bonded together and how those bonds are arranged in space. That's what this topic is all about. By the end of this podcast, you'll be able to explain any property question the examiner throws at you. Let's start with the three types of bonding. Ionic bonding. Ionic bonding happens between a metal and a nonmetal. The metal atom loses one or more electrons to become a positively charged ion. We call these cations. The nonmetal atom gains those electrons to become a negatively charged ion. We call these anions. Now here's the key phrase examiners want to see. Ionic bonding is the electrostatic attraction between oppositely charged ions. Write that down. Electrostatic attraction between oppositely charged ions. That phrase alone is worth marks. A classic example is sodium chloride, table salt. Sodium has one electron in its outer shell. It transfers that electron to chlorine, which has seven electrons in its outer shell and needs one more to complete it. Sodium becomes Na+, chlorine becomes Cl-, and the strong attraction between them is the ionic bond. In a solid ionic compound, these ions arrange themselves into a giant ionic lattice. A huge, regular, three-dimensional structure with millions of ions all held together by those electrostatic forces. Now, why does this structure give ionic compounds their properties? High melting and boiling points? Because you need a huge amount of energy to overcome all those strong electrostatic forces throughout the entire lattice. Conducts electricity when molten or dissolved in water, because the ions are then free to move and carry charge. But solid ionic compounds do not conduct electricity because the ions are locked in fixed positions in the lattice. They cannot move. This is a really common exam question, so remember, solid ionic, no conduction. Molten or dissolved, yes, conduction. Covalent bonding. Covalent bonding happens between nonmetal atoms. Instead of transferring electrons, the atoms share pairs of electrons. Each shared pair of electrons is one covalent bond. The key phrase here is a shared pair of electrons between two nonmetal atoms. The shared electrons are attracted to both nuclei simultaneously, which is what holds the atoms together. Now, covalent bonding gives rise to two very different types of structure, and this is where many candidates lose marks by confusing them. The first type is small molecules, things like water H2O, carbon dioxide CO2, hydrogen H2, and methane CH4. These molecules have strong covalent bonds within them, but between the molecules, the forces are very weak. We call these intermolecular forces. When a small molecular substance melts or boils, it is these weak intermolecular forces that are overcome, not the covalent bonds. This is the number one mistake candidates make. They say the covalent bonds break when water boils. No, the covalent bonds within the water molecule stay intact. It's the weak forces between the molecules that are broken. Because these intermolecular forces are so weak, small molecular substances have low melting and boiling points. They also don't conduct electricity because they have no charged particles. The second type is giant covalent structures, also called macromolecular structures. Diamond and graphite are the classic examples, and we'll come back to those in a moment. In a giant covalent structure, every atom is covalently bonded to several other atoms in a massive three-dimensional network. There are no separate molecules, it's one enormous structure. To melt a giant covalent substance, you'd have to break millions of strong covalent bonds, which requires an enormous amount of energy. That's why diamond has a melting point of over 3,500 degrees Celsius. Giant covalent structures have very high melting and boiling points, and most don't conduct electricity. With one very important exception. Metallic bonding. Metallic bonding is found in metals and alloys. In a metal, the outer electrons of each atom leave their parent atom and become delocalized. They're free to move throughout the entire metallic structure. What you're left with is a regular lattice of positive metal ions surrounded by a sea of delocalized electrons. The metallic bond is the electrostatic attraction between the positive metal ions and the delocalized electrons. This structure explains all the properties of metals perfectly. Why do metals conduct electricity? Because the delocalized electrons can move freely through the structure, carrying charge. Why do metals conduct heat? Same reason. The delocalized electrons transfer kinetic energy rapidly through the structure. Why are metals malleable, meaning they can be bent and shaped? Because the layers of positive ions can slide over each other without breaking the bond, since the delocalized electrons simply rearrange around the new positions. This is different from ionic compounds, which shatter when you try to bend them, because moving the layers brings like charges next to each other, causing repulsion. Now let's talk about the carbon allotropes: diamond, graphite, and fullerenes. These are three forms of the same element, carbon, but with completely different structures and therefore completely different properties. I interpreting it, a lot of het better if you want to draw ventus like carbon atoms in a tetrahedral arrangement. This creates an incredibly strong, rigid, three-dimensional giant covalent structure. Diamond is the hardest natural substance, has a very high melting point, and does not conduct electricity because all electrons are used in covalent bonds. There are no delocalized electrons. Graphite. Each carbon atom forms three covalent bonds to three other carbon atoms, creating flat hexagonal layers. The fourth electron from each carbon atom becomes delocalized between the layers. These layers are held together only by weak intermolecular forces, so they can slide over each other easily, which is why graphite is soft and slippery and used as a lubricant and in pencils. And because of those delocalized electrons, graphite conducts electricity, making it useful as electrodes. This is the exception to the rule that covalent structures don't conduct electricity. These are molecules of carbon atoms arranged into hollow spheres or tubes. The most famous is Buckminster fullerene, C60, which has 60 carbon atoms arranged like a football. Fullerenes have applications in drug delivery, lubrication, and nanotechnology. Nanoparticles are particles between 1 and 100 nanometers in size. That's incredibly small. A nanometer is 1/1,000,000th of a meter. The key concept here is the surface area to volume ratio. When you divide a bulk material into nanoparticles, the total surface area increases dramatically while the volume stays the same. A higher surface area to volume ratio means nanoparticles have different and often enhanced properties compared to the bulk material. They can be better catalysts, have different electrical properties, and different optical properties. Applications include sunscreens, medicines, and electronics. However, there are concerns about the safety of nanoparticles, as their small size means they can penetrate biological membranes in ways that larger particles cannot. Now let's talk exam tips and common mistakes. Tip 1. When a question asks you to explain a melting point, always start by identifying the structure and bonding type. Is it ionic? Giant covalent? Small molecular? Metallic? State the structure first, then explain the forces that need to be overcome. Examiners award marks for identifying the correct force. Tip 2. The word explain in a question means you must use the word because or equivalent reasoning. Don't just describe what happens, say why it happens. Ionic compounds have high melting points because a large amount of energy is needed to overcome the strong electrostatic forces of attraction between the oppositely charged ions throughout the giant ionic lattice. That's a full marks answer. Tip 3. Never say the bonds break when describing melting of a small molecular substance. Always say the intermolecular forces are overcome. The covalent bonds within the molecules remain intact. Tip 4. For metallic bonding questions, always mention both components, the positive metal ions and the delocalized electrons. Mentioning only one will cost you marks. Tip 5. For nanoparticles, always explicitly state high surface area to volume ratio. Don't just say large surface area. The ratio is what matters, and examiners specifically look for this phrase. Tip 6. When comparing diamond and graphite, focus on the structural differences. Diamond has 4 bonds per carbon. Graphite has 3. This is what explains all the property differences. Now for our quick fire recall quiz. Cover your notes and try to answer these. Question 1. What is the definition of ionic bonding? The answer is electrostatic attraction between oppositely charged ions. Question 2. Why do small molecular substances have low melting points? because they have weak intermolecular forces between molecules, which require little energy to overcome. Question 3. Why does graphite conduct electricity but diamond does not? Graphite has delocalized electrons between its layers. Diamond has all electrons in covalent bonds with none free to move. Question 4. Why are metals malleable? Because layers of positive ions can slide over each other while the delocalized electrons rearrange, maintaining the metallic bond. Question 5. What size range defines a nanoparticle? 1 to 100 nanometers. Question 6. Why do ionic compounds not conduct electricity when solid? Because the ions are in fixed positions in the lattice and cannot move to carry charge. How did you do? If you struggled with any of those, go back and read that section of your notes. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of the most important points to take away. 1. There are 3 types of bonding: ionic, covalent, and metallic. Each has a distinct mechanism and gives rise to distinct properties. 2. Structure determines properties. Giant structures have high melting points. Small molecules have low melting points. Metals are malleable and conductive. 3. When small molecular substances melt, intermolecular forces are overcome, not covalent bonds. 4. Delocalized electrons explain electrical conductivity in metals and graphite. 5. Diamond and graphite are both giant covalent structures made of carbon, but diamond has 4 bonds per carbon and doesn't conduct. Graphite has 3 bonds per carbon with delocalized electrons and does conduct. 6. Nanoparticles have a high surface area to volume ratio, giving them unique properties compared to bulk materials. That's everything for topic 4.2. Make sure you can draw dot and cross diagrams, describe all the key structures, and explain any property using the correct bonding language. Good luck in your exams. You've absolutely got this.